From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. A signature piece of public art was dedicated today at the center of Fort Worth's ambitious Trinity River redevelopment project, just north of downtown. A trio of trumpeters provided fanfare for the dedication of Wind Roundabout. That's the name of the new kinetic sculpture at the intersection of Henderson Street and White Settlement on Panther Island. It's an elevated silver cylinder made up of thousands of hinged aluminum plates that shift and shine in the breeze. California artist Ned Kahn designed the work as part of a series drawing attention to natural elements at play. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price is a fan.
This public art piece that we're about to dedicate is absolutely beautiful. I could just sit and stare at it. I can't wait to see it in the context of the rest of this project when it is finished.
That project she's talking about is a massive one, a nearly $1 billion plan to transform a sprawling, rundown industrial area with what will become a San Antonio-style riverwalk with housing, shopping, dining, and entertainment. All of this on a newly created island between the Cultural District, the Stockyards, and downtown Fort Worth. J.D. Granger heads the Trinity River Vision Project.
Here we're actually building a mile and a half bypass channel, 300 feet wide, so several million cubic yards of dirt.
When that channel is finished, it'll make Panther Island an actual island. Granger says the decades-long project sprung from the fact that the growing city was increasingly at risk of flooding. Fort Worth grew by more than a quarter million people over the last 15 years.
Yes, what happens when a community grows, you actually have more concrete, more roads, more houses, more Walmarts, more Lowe's, more Home Depot. With all that concrete, the water hits the surface and then runs directly into the stormwater system, the gutter. Well, the gutter then dumps all that water into the river.
Granger says the vast majority of the levees in this 100-year floodplain can't handle that much water. So the river's being redirected and we'll get new levees, new locks, and a new dam. There'll also be three new bridges to go over the new channel. All of that's phase one, which is expected to be done by about 2024. Phase two would add 10,000 new residential units and space for retail and restaurants. That could start as early as next year. Fort Worth City Councilwoman Ann Zeta, an urban planner who represents the area, says it'll be the kind of dense urban cityscape people want, something different than the suburban sprawl North Texas is known for.
It used to be that only planners sat around talking about these things, but nowadays you hear regular people talking about live, work, play, walkable neighborhoods. It's like the top thing that people are looking for where they want to live. They want to have the services available to them close by so that they don't have to get into their car for every single trip.
That lifestyle, those amenities, it still could be the better part of a decade before it's all complete. Until then, folks can watch the wind play on a brand new sculpture surrounded by construction equipment moving tons and tons of dirt. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.